You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Kirk Herbstreit, and today I'm eating Raising Cane's. I want a solid bench of four chicken fingers, crinkle-cut fries with Texas toast. Now back to you, Todd.
So the usual.
Make Raising Cane's part of your game day lineup.
Isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Are you looking for an exciting new way to put your skills to work?
I am.
Explore new options in the fintech industry.
Finance.
At Currency, a Sand Hills global company. They have full-time spots in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. Also, 4.5-day work week, attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit gocurrency.com/careers to learn more today.
Carson will be starting in the northeast corner. And then working himself around the south end of the stadium and back up for the resume. So, and he basically what he told me was, he goes, he's just looking for someone with a manila folder. So if he sees someone with a manila folder, he knows that that is, that's right there. Show it, Steve, would you?
If you're on the video stream. This is what we're looking for tomorrow.
That's what Carson's looking for tomorrow. You have that, you have your resume, and he'll make contact with you. He'll review it. You'll exchange pleasantries and then email addresses.
I might even write Currency on there.
That wouldn't, Steve. Brilliant. Hold that up again. Currency on that.
Write Currency
on that. Right that.
Saw a Currency car. I didn't know that they had their own cars.
They have their own cars.
I saw it in Fremont yesterday, driving down the main street. It said there was a car that said Currency.
Was it an electric car?
No, it was just a normal
gas
fuel
vehicle.
Gas
fuel vehicle, okay.
As far as I could tell.
So I could tell. Nice to know.
But Currency, it was...
They're everywhere.
Yeah.
Think about that. When you have a company that has their own line of transportation,
yep.
That's a lot.
Yep.
We don't have that.
No, we don't.
No, we don't have that. No, we don't. You don't see...
Not that we need...
No. Listen, what we do with that?
We don't like have... That. Where's my ticket truck at? Why do you guys have it? In case you have to haul something for the ticket? No, just anything.
That's just really thing.
Yeah. Carson will haul it for you.
Anyway, Carson.
Yes, Carson. GoCurrency.com/careers. It's time for Bill's Thrills on a Friday. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
Is it going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else... He's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
As always, Bill's Thrills sponsored by our friends at Dinert Contracting.
Randy!
Oh. The king of remodels for a kitchen, bath, whole house, and more. Please call or text Randy at 402-417-5222.
He's got a special going. It's kind of a contest. So what he's done is he's been kind of very thankful to the breakers. So now if you videotape yourself doing a home project, and during the home project you yell, Randy! You'll get 20% off.
No way!
20% off of the remodel idea. So It's a contest.
That's so a good idea.
So if you film yourself when you're doing the some whatever you're doing in a construction small project, and you have a bigger one in mind, if you do the Randy and you film and then you send it in, it's gonna be a contest. It's gonna be a video contest to send it in. What's the number they can send that to, Jay?
It'd be 402-417-5204. By the way, Bill, yesterday you mentioned on the air Travis.
Yes.
Travis texted me yesterday. He said everything Bill shared on Bill's Thrills this morning was 100% accurate. 400 Randy's was epic.
Epic. He did it 400 times.
Oh.
Did a Randy.
Well, who's this Travis? Who's
Travis?
Travis is in the... So he won't... We don't want to mention, but yeah, he's in the Hall of Fame, in the Manager Hall of Fame at Nebraska.
Okay.
Yeah, Manager Hall of Fame.
Randy like 400 times during a project.
They were cutting something.
They were cutting something.
And every time they hit a board off.
They yelled Randy every time. 400 times. And that's why he's in the Hall of Fame here at Nebraska. So
he could be in the regional center at some point.
Okay.
On that note, it's time for our Friday edition of the Monster Match.
Surprise. He did the Monster Match. The Monster Match. It was a graveyard smash. It caught on in a flash.
He did the monster mash. But just picking up on the little things.
Yes, yes.
Not like us to pick up on little oddities of somebody else does.
Not at all.
And comment on air.
Oddities.
Who would do that? That's
never.
Crazy. Oh, man, we got some monsters. One's been talked about. UCLA at Indiana.
Okay.
I think that's incredible because it is a different team. Remember when Northwestern beat them 17-14 in the soccer stadium? That was old UCLA. This is not new UCLA. So this that storyline is really interesting. What was interesting that what did Lee Sterling say? Well, what Jerry Neuhaus is doing. Not one word of Skipper. Not one word. Didn't even mention. No, didn't even come up.
But that's everybody, though.
Didn't even come up. Also in the last game, what they really did was they played against Maryland. They played really good defense, Kevin Coyle. But still, it's an odd deal like that. Ole Miss, this is a marquee game. Ole Miss at OU, 11 a.m. kickoff.
Ooh. Oh, God.
And it's borderline elimination game. Both have a loss. Two losses doesn't wipe you out of it, but it'll be interesting because all of a sudden, like, someone's going to have the, okay, we both end up 10-2. Well, someone has the what? They've got the hammer on them for having that win. So anyway, that's going to be a huge game. I love this one because it's went away and I hate it. Virginia is a story. I think they're ranked 17th. They are playing so well right now, and they go to North Carolina. And the North Carolina story has went away. Mm-hmm. It's all of a sudden, because the one bye
16th.
Week, it all just went away. Ranked 16th at North Carolina. What if they beat them 38-6?
Won't
is
they?
The storyline ever going to come back? But the Belichick stuff is too good to just let go. And we've kind of the media has dropped it. And it's like, I want that back. This one, I think, but again, classic 11 a.m. kickoff like it was supposed to be. Rutgers at Purdue. Rutgers at Purdue. Purdue's lost 15 in a row in conference.
Oh, God.
15,
is that right?
Yes, 15 in a row. Do you know this? Now, the SEC has four, but the Big Ten has five. Five teams have not won a conference game. So one of these teams here are going to get their first conference win.
Rutgers-Purdue.
That'll be fun to watch. It's going to be crazy.
Fun to watch.
How about no one talking about this one? Hasn't been mentioned. Kansas State at Kansas. Kansas State at Kansas. Guess what it's on? TNT. TNT. Kansas State, Kansas is on TNT.
It's okay.
Is that in the quad box?
I don't know if we can get in the quad.
It's I don't on, know.
There's an NBA game right after.
Ernie.
Who's doing the game?
Ernie and Charles.
Who's doing the game? This is going to say Shaq's doing it. Shaq will be there.
Kenny Smith
that would be
in studio.
Best Kenny Smith doing the game. Oh, wow. Quite a call by Lance.
I need Shaq in that
ESPN
broadcast.
Now, by the way.
Oh,
Jake, those guys are on
I know,
ESPN
I
now.
Still,
it's the concept.
Auburn at Arkansas. Jobs on the line.
Okay, wait. Okay.
So Arkansas, they're still thinking they got a chance here because the offense has been pretty good with Petrino, though they've lost two under his tutelage. And then you got Auburn, and everyone feels that if Arkansas beats them, because Arkansas is they don't have a win in the SEC. They're 0-4. So if Auburn loses to them, it's going to be, that's it.
Curtains.
Curtains. curtains in Auburn that they can't survive that. Going home, Utah State at New Mexico. Bronco, head coach of New Mexico last year, leaves to go to Utah State, comes back to New Mexico. Very interesting matchup right there.
Okay.
BYU at your school, Iowa State. BYU at Iowa State. Iowa State needs this game bad because it gives them a chance to fix things. BYU's undefeated. Mm-hmm. They are the only undefeated team in the Big 12.
So they're the favorite right now.
Oh, yeah. And Iowa State, we know, is banged up at corner at that. But if they could – that, I will say this, Jack Trice Stadium will be wound up. They'll be into that game. They'll be fun to watch, see what happens there. Illinois at Washington.
Jeez. I love that game.
That, I mean, that is a monster game. Illinois at Washington. What happens there? I mean, if Washington wins that game at that – again, the chipaways that keep happening to the Big Ten. It's like three teams getting in. Are you getting a fourth? You know that? Because right now it looks like three Big Ten, five SEC. That's how it looks yes. right now. But we'll see what happens with that. And that could be a big chip if that happens like that. Minnesota, Iowa, we already hit on. That would be an epic game to watch. Baylor at Cincy. I don't know if Aranda gets out of the hot box if he loses this. So he goes to 4-4. And it's going to be kind of, oh, man, things aren't going
so
great.
So he's in the hot box, too?
Oh, he's in yes. the hot box. Absolutely. And Cincy could win that game.
Do you understand it's mathematically impossible for everyone to win 10 games? Yeah. Everybody's in the hot box.
Yeah.
You can't I'd say to ADs, not everybody can win 10.
Yeah. No, 100%. Like right now, I was on Utah radio yesterday, and they're like, hey, we're favored in the last five. And so that would mean that Utah had finished 10-2.
Hey guys, Jake Thornton. The holidays sneak up fast, but it's not too early to get your shopping done and actually have fun with it. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small, independent businesses. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. So shop early, have fun, and cross some names off your list today. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states, thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab-tested, real results. Go to Mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's Mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
That's pretty good. That's really 10-2 yes. with a loss to Texas Tech
yep.
and on the road to BYU 24-21. Mm-hmm. So things are going on there. Houston at Arizona State. Arizona State wide receiver, the number one wide receiver, is out.
Jordan Tyson
is out.
Jake.
He is out.
What's wrong with him? He's always
hamstring.
Hurt.
Hammy. And then Colorado at Utah, because I think that's interesting.
Say which one?
Colorado at Utah.
That's big.
It's a late game, but again, I just think when I heard that storyline, because it wasn't my storyline, but is Prime still there next year? Mm. And I'm going off of just the health. He's not a hot seat. No, he's not on a hot seat at all, but he's on a health seat. And I'm telling you, any job is brutal.
Health seat.
This right now, any job is brutal, but trying to do this coaching job with bad health is he just had surgery.
God, nobody talks about Colorado maybe being open and Baylor being open too.
Yeah. Okay, just mayhem.
Yes,
just complete mayhem of what's going to happen.
I'm serious, Jake. It's going to be mayhem, the carousel. The carousel is going to spin so fast, it'll be like Bill at the Pender Fair. Yeah. That when he
the roller coaster couldn't get off.
The roller coaster I couldn't get off.
Couldn't
that one
get off.
I was there. I said,
right.
Ah,
it's gonna be like that.
Ah, it's right by Marv's bar.
Yeah, there's gonna be it's some.
Right,
yeah.
They shut off Main Street right by Marv's bar, and the guy's just talking to some girl, and I can't get his attention.
Yep.
And I wrote it on purpose. You know why? I go, we're probably gonna have to ride this. Like a bunch of us later on, I want to see if I can handle it because that wasn't a good roller coaster. So I go, I get up there early. I go, I'm going to hop on this thing. So I'm by myself just getting whipped around this
How
roller
old were
coaster.
You?
I'm going to say seventh grade, sixth, oh, seventh geez. Grade.
12?
Yeah, something like that. 11 to 12 like that.
Puberty.
Just every time, whoa, trying to stop the guy, giving the hand like, I'm done. Imagine trying to get used to it. It's like, that's it. We're done.
Three, so funny.
Three laps and we're done. I'm on like
I'm trying to get up.
How many laps were you?
I was on like 34.
Oh,
just whipping around that
That's
thing.
That's ridiculous.
Never gonna end.
Just like just hand was out every time. I'd hold on like this and and just like trying to stop him. God, right outside of Mars.
Surprise!
No.
He did the monster mash.
The side mouth is the best.
It was a graveyard smash. It caught on in a flash. He did the monster match.
That is the Bill's Thrills Monster Match. On,
thank you, Steve.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Friday.
Thank you. That's a good list of games. BYU, Cincy, and who else is atop the Big 12? Who could win?
Arizona State.
Arizona State is there. Texas Tech is there.
Oh, yeah.
Iowa State's got two losses, so they're,
yeah, they're out.
So they're in a pickle.
They're out.
You know, like that. So, yeah, it's up down to about three teams.
Does that make you happy?
Yeah, I will say this. That's going to be Iowa State. Yeah.
Yeah.
Knock down the chatter at Casey's.
More Casey's talk.
God, every time I walk into Casey's, it's all I hear is Iowa State.
Now he goes there and puffs out his chest. Oh, no Iowa State talk today, huh?
Where's the Cyclone talk?
How about Campbell?
Yeah. Do you hear Campbell's name anywhere? Is Campbell going to Florida?
Cyclones what?
So, yeah, don't hear it.
Oh, God. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, Cyhawks champion. I get it, but I don't hear any noise.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
what else?
Yeah.
What's going on out there?
Yeah. Saying hi.
Hi. Breaker.
I don't know,
yeah, that doesn't
I
help
love
us
you?
Any.
Yeah.
He said,
I love you.
Yeah, Breaker.
Said,
Breaker.
I love you. He mouthed, I love you to you.
That's odd.
That's odd. We heard the monster mash.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is time to play the game
show.
Give us a call, right?
Is it Film Friday?
It is Film Friday.
Oh,
as always.
I love it.
464-5685. Call Take Down Sip and Bill and Trivia. Today, Northwestern is in the state of Illinois. So today's topic is famous actresses and actors from the state of Illinois.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
I think we can do this.
Call us right now.
It's
464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the Take Down Sip and Bill in trivia. On the week, you guys are 1-3, but still 26-15 overall. Very solid record.
1-3 is not good.
How do you feel about Illinois actors and actresses?
Well, I know no one from Illinois, so that's going to, I mean, it's Bielema's in there. I mean,
you often surprise yourself.
Here we go. We'll play. Let's dance.
Jerry, how do you feel about actors and actresses from Illinois today?
I feel pretty good.
All right. Okay, Jerry. Right. Feels good.
Jerry, how old are you?
55.
So you remember the overhead then?
Overhead projector.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Maybe he's missed the first part.
That could
of the show.
Be. I put Jerry in a pickle.
No, you're fine.
All right,
fine.
Jerry, first question to you. Bill, a lifeline for one question for Sip. Jerry, what actor from Illinois is the star of Better Call Saul?
I kind of know the show. No.
I know the show, just can't think of the actor.
Are you going to pass?
Yeah, I'm going to have to pass.
We all know the show. Can't think of the actor. I think that's what 99% of America
would say. Exactly, know the show. Yeah, we're passing.
His name is—he's on SNL back in the day. His name is Bob Odenkirk.
Okay.
SNL guy.
Okay. That doesn't even help me at all. That doesn't even say that makes it worse. Actually,
okay. He's from Berwyn, Illinois.
All right, Berwyn.
Yeah. Nice.
Berwyn. All right. First question: what actor, Sip, from Illinois, was Will Ferrell's counterpart in Step Brothers?
I don't know.
I would count on you for this, Bill.
I don't know.
Have you seen the movie?
Oh, I've seen it 100 times.
Oh, hold on. His brother?
His stepbrother.
His counterpart. Yeah,
counterpart.
He'd be the stepbrother in Step Brothers.
Step Brothers, yes. He was. They were also in Talladega Nights together.
That is correct, but they need a name, though.
Yes. Need a name to him, and I don't
know. I don't have
a name. I won't be upset. This one, I will. When you say the name, I'll be like, yep, okay. But no, I don't have it.
Horn. Nothing? No guess?
I don't have a guess.
Yeah. All right, we'll give you the horns.
Yeah.
Jerry? You know who that actor is?
It was fantastic in Perfect Storm. That'd be John C. Reilly.
John!
Yeah. Brilliant! John C. Reilly is correct.
I should know that. Yeah, I should know that.
Okay, this we're in trouble.
Yeah.
For the win, last question
we
for you.
We can steal, though.
You can. You don't need to steal, though, if you need to wrong. Okay. Jerry, what actor from Illinois played the iconic role of Ron Swanson in Parks and Recreation TV show?
He's got a mustache.
He does.
That's all I know.
That's right.
Never seen the show.
Wow, that's not a good start for you then.
No.
He has a mustache.
I'm going
to pass. Okay, yeah, pass.
Does having a mustache count?
It does help describe him, but unfortunately we need a name.
Okay, so we can pass, though.
We can pass.
We will pass. This game's been incredible.
His name is Nick Offerman. He's from Joliet, Illinois. Yeah.
Joliet.
I've never heard of that name.
This is to tie it up. I feel good about your chances to do so.
And now, do I have Bill?
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
I'm still in.
Yes. Oh. To tie it up, what late actor from Illinois played the lead role of Pluto in the 1978 comedy Animal House?
Oh, I got that.
You got that, yeah. We got it.
It's got to be John Belushi.
Yes.
Brilliant!
Belushi is correct. This will go to the caller. You
okay.
guys will tell me.
All right,
we have to confirm.
All right, this is for you, Jerry. How old was John Belushi when he passed away in 1982?
36.
Over, under, 36.
He nailed the number now, because I was going to write down 30. Okay, so I'm going to go with you.
What were you going to write down?
I was going to say 38, but I think it's... Go here.
God.
Go here.
What did you write down?
34.
Is that what you're going to guess?
Yeah.
You're going under?
Yep. Yeah.
Brilliant!
He was 33 years old.
Okay.
Wow. 33.
Wow. That's
that was... Thank you for calling in. That was an
Jerry.
Ugly win, but we ground one
that's
out.
Right. Thanks for calling in, Jerry.
Thank
calling
you, Jerry.
On the road.
That was tough. That was tough.
He both got one right, though.
Yeah.
Took a lot of moxie.
33.
33 years old for Belushi.
Yeah.
That's too bad.
Oh, yeah.
But we won. That's good. That offsets.
I don't know if I can.
Loss of life.
What other movies was he in? Do you guys, any Belushi movies besides Animal House at all?
I'm not trying to put you in
Blues
Brothers.
Blues Brothers. There you go.
You like the good old Blues Boys band. We play both kinds of music, country and Western.
You like that movie?
Oh, God, it was so good.
That's a movie. Is it right up your alley?
Yeah, it was right up my alley. It's a long movie. Him and Dan Aykroyd, yes.
Hey, Jake, that was good. That was a good show.
John Candy's in
two.
That was good. I like that one.
Yeah. John Candy, I love John
Candy's
Candy.
In
the only
Brothers.
One that's...
He says, they sit down, order drinks. He goes, orange whip, orange whip, orange whip, five orange whips. It's an incredible scene.
The only bad one was the Offer Kind.
That's two. Bob Odenkirk and Nick Offerman. That'd be
Offerman,
two different ones.
Offerman, yeah.
Anyway, it's a win. Thank
you. You got a win. Yeah, and two and three is livable for the week.
It's livable. It's not our standard.
One and four is bad.
The standard's the standard.
The standard's the standard. I appreciate that.
What's next?
Hour three, we'll look at a little bit more of Nebraska Northwestern.
They have a game tomorrow.
We'll talk more of that next on an early break on the ticket.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.